Hey, checking back in from the Code Across hackathon happening here at the Microsoft Reactor. I was outside looking at some different groups, and I found one that was working on some data science, and not only data science on their project here, but they actually do data science as a group within the San Francisco Brigade. So I thought it'd be interesting for you to learn a little bit more about them and what they do and how they've kind of made a transition from being just brigade members to being kind of like an internal consultancy around data science in the actual brigade. So Matt, if you want to go ahead and start, introduce yourself and let people know kind of what you do.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Matt Pancha. I'm the lead data scientist here for the data science working group in San Francisco. And I'm a mathematician by trade and now working as a data scientist here in San Francisco. And we were looking to sort of do some more data science to help people out and help the brigade in general. So we sort of started that up, and that's where we are now. And these guys helped out.
Yeah, my name is Sanat, release manager at DAY, but I came to the brigade to really work on technology and social good. And I'm the co-lead for the data science working group, and really we focus on basically solving data science needs and problems for code for San Francisco or San Francisco where appropriate.
Hey everyone, my name is Drew Calvillo. My day job is as a marketing researcher and strategist. I recently became certified in data science, and I wanted to put some of that into practice. At the same time, I recently moved to San Francisco, and I wanted to make some friends. And I came across these guys, and we had this, I think, cool idea to come up with a data science working group that could help out the other teams and maybe help out the city on occasion. And the rest is history, and hope you'll come and hack with us one day.
Cool. So the brigades typically work by you have a kind of a project group, right? So the project could be something like creating an app that works on your phone to help homeless people find shelters, things like that. So how did you kind of flip that on its head and say, we're just going to be a group that works only on data science? And how has that been received? Are you guys working with other projects and doing kind of helping them see the value of data science within their projects?
Yeah. I would say that, yeah, so there are like two classes of things that can happen here, right? So on one hand, there's a bunch of open data that exists for us to analyze and stare at. So there's a lot of interesting exploratory analyses that you might just do as an interested data scientist. But at the same time, there's a lot of projects that are existing already that could use the support of people that know how to do data sciences, mm-hmm. data science in general. So this can range from people that need like spatial data joined in an appropriate way, or just data cleaned up, or basic analyses done on the data to understand patterns, right? And these are things that it's not necessarily the case that the coders or developers that are working on these projects that exist already would know how to do or even know that they need to do it. So we wanted to sort of fill that in and say like, hey, if we see that there's a problem that we could help you solve, we'll do that. If you have a problem that you think we can help you solve, we'll do that. But at the mm-hmm. same time, we also wanted to create an environment where people can learn from each other and like flesh out data science stuff on their own. So I think we've managed to pull that together where we can, we've already started helping out some of these groups that have existing projects, but also we're coming up with some cool stuff on our own.
Yeah. I think part of that is that we actually started initially as a project on its own. So there's a lot of data science for social good work being done across the country, which is amazing. And we take a lot of inspiration from that. So one of it is we started with a kind of fire risk project to help try to prioritize fire inspections based on basically building data and fire incident data. And we started that project, and we're waiting on some data to come in, and all of a sudden Jude approached me, like, why don't we start a data science working group? And that's how we began. It was really cool because we have all sorts of projects, from mm-hmm. short-term projects to long-term projects, and we have different individuals in our teams leading those projects, so it's a really great way to get involved.
Cool. Well-received also, I would say. Yeah. People seem to be very enthusiastic, from the city to just other people that are around.
What are some of the examples, or an example of a project team that you've helped out, and what's been your engagement for that?
There's a couple already that we've done. So we're still fairly young, but already there's been things we've been able to do. So one thing that I worked on was sort of joining together information about San Francisco streets to information about San Francisco curbs. So assigning information to curb segments that might exist, which you might want to think about for like parking reasons, to the actual standardized street segments that exist, which are ostensibly sort of laid out in the middle of the street.
Okay.
So say this was towards the end of developing something, ParkSafe, this project that had already existed, where they were interested in basically making a thing wherein you can put in your address and figure out if it's okay to park. And I don't know where you're watching this from, but in San Francisco, at least, that's an issue.
necessary.
Right. So the first thing you might want to do is to say, well, look, my street's in front of this curb segment. What actual like coded street does that correspond to? And that's a not super hard thing to do, but non-trivial and requires some GIS knowledge, right? So that type of thing. And there's also a bunch of analysis that we've done on the 311 data. So there's incident data from 311 calls placed in San Francisco, and various parts of the group have looked at various parts of it, but
one thing 311 codes, that's vandalism, right?
So it's all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
So people will call 311 if like someone's like parking illegally or something like that.
Okay, so it's just
graffiti.
A general line for people to call in and report something. Okay, good.
So that's a thing. Shout out to 311. You should go tell everyone about 311. It's a useful service. Understanding, right, so it's not just graffiti. So understanding what the sort of usage patterns of 311 is something that you can look at too. So I did a little bit of exploratory analysis understanding by San Francisco neighborhood what the sort of distributions of call types look like and grouping this thing together. So, you know, maybe this sort of downtown areas use 311 in a particular way, and that's very different than the more suburban areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a useful bit of information for the 311 people if they wanted to target areas for particular types of outreach, say.
Okay.
But other people have looked at other parts of that data as well.
Cool. And so other brigades that are looking at starting a data science group, any tips or pointers for them, or just do it?
I think
Definitely that. Definitely just do
just
it.
Do
if
it,
you have
yeah.
people around
yeah.
who can do it.
Yeah, I think it's most important to just show the other teams that you're there for them as a resource, you know, and, you know, not trying to impose data science on them, and that what we bring to the table is substantially different from just programming, or not, you know, mm-hmm. not just programming, but, you know, it's substantially different. We can do inferential statistics, regression analyses, more advanced mathematics like Matt tends to do for us. And all these things can bring insights into your applications, can bring insights to your community and to the city that you're working within or with.
Yeah.
Also, I see this as a learning opportunity too, especially
yeah.
for people who are really new to data science and want to learn. And it really provides an opportunity to do this, especially looking at other cities and other data science projects that have been done. If you know it's been done somewhere else, it's really helpful to look at their project, how it was done, and kind of recreate it for your own city. And
yeah.
I think that's where we found a lot of the inspirations for ours.
There's no reason why just Atlanta should have good building inspections. So, you know, there's a lot of projects that have been done by people, and you know they can be done. So replicating those things is not just a good learning exercise,
yeah.
but
yeah.
is also actually a useful thing to do.
Yeah.
So that's a great collection of things to be able to yeah. check off at the same time.
It sounds like everyone's involvement previous with data science is a little bit varied. So it sounds like as a group,
yeah.
you guys even get to learn from each other as
yeah.
you work
oh, yeah.
through these
Definitely.
Problems, which
oh, yeah.
is pretty cool.
That's a big goal of the group, I think,
yeah.
is to foster an environment where people of disparate backgrounds feel comfortable learning and participating with each other. And I know personally, I find it very difficult to learn things on my own, and it's very isolating and depressing trying to like understand statistics when you're just sitting in a vacuum and staring at a textbook or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can work on a real problem with real people who also are very confused by the thing, which is almost always the case, then that's a much better environment to actually foster your own skills and other people's. So I think
yeah.
That's one of our big goals, and I think we're getting there.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for taking some time out of your busy coding day
yeah.
to come talk to us and myself and everybody else out there. Go start a data science group within your brigade,
yeah.
or at least just go and get started with the brigade if you haven't done that before. These
yeah.
opportunities exist kind of all over the United States and even across other countries as well. So, yeah. Thanks a lot.